This world behind is made of truer stuff than the manufactured tissue of earth's grace. There we can walk and see the gods go by and sip from Hebe's cup nectar enough to make us heavenly limbs and deathless face. Sri Aurobindo. Chakras are extremely subtle centers of psychic energy that cannot be seen with the physical eyes. In their grosser vibrations, the chakras control the various organs and nerves of the physical body surrounding them. Each of the chakras has a swara and raga that awakens it. By absorbing the vibrations of the note and the raga, the aspirant accentuates the positive vibrations of the chakra and increases his creative force. Brahma presides over the first chakra, the Mooladhara, situated at the base of the spinal column. Prostrations to Brahma. The Mooladhara is the center of the earth principle, and in it lies the sleeping Kundalini, coiled 3.5 times. Ideally, the chakra brings health, prosperity, and a sense of well-being. Its awakening is the beginning of the spiritual life. Sa, the first note, represents the psychic center. Bilaval is its raga. Vishnu presides over the second chakra, the Swadhisthana. Prostrations to Vishnu. The center of the water principle, the Swadhisthana gives beauty and sexual fulfillment. When the spiritual aspirant controls the powers of the psychic center through the grace of the Guru, he becomes a spiritual sun on earth, illumining the dense darkness of ignorance. Ri represents the Swadhisthana. Yaman is the raga. Rudra presides over the third chakra, the Manipuraka, located at the level of the navel. Prostrations to Rudra. The Manipuraka is the center of the fire principle, and the awakened Kundalini burns up all the impurities of the aspirant at this level. The positive vibrations of this chakra bring dynamism, will, capacity to achieve, and non-dominating power. The note Ga represents this center. The Raga is Malkons. Isha presides over Anahata, the fourth chakra, the heart chakra. Prostrations to Isha. The Anahata chakra is the place of the unstruck sound of Vedanta, which is Shabda Brahman, the absolute in the form of sound. The positive powers of this chakra, which stands for the wind principle, give the aspirant true love, compassion, peace. It is considered to be the celestial tree that fulfills all ambitions and gives the greatest gift of all, liberation. Ma is its note, and Bhairav its mode. Sadashiva presides over Vishuddhi, the fifth chakra located in the throat. Prostrations to Sadashiva. Vishuddhi is the center of ether, akasha, and gives wisdom, eloquence, and immense peace of mind. Knowledge of past, present, and future, and freedom from disease and sorrow are the blessings of this chakra. Pa is its musical note, and Jai Jai Vanti its raga. The Agnya chakra is the third eye center and is located between the eyebrows. It is presided over by Shambhu. Prostrations to Shambhu. When the aspirant pierces upwards through this chakra, the mind becomes still and one-pointed, and thoughts subside into the vast divine consciousness of the aspirant. Da is the divine note, and Bageshwari the associated raga. The Sahasrara is the ultimate center and signifies merger with the infinite. This is the realm of the luminous self, where the individual soul becomes one with the supreme. This is the place where everything becomes auspicious. All dangers are destroyed and all powers are acquired. We have come up the octave of human experience to the next octave of divine life. The raga is Darbari Kannada, signifying the reign of divine grace. The sages of India have shown the world that this is indeed the crowning glory of all life.